Let's adjust our posture and then adjust our motivation. The two-point posture to straighten your spine, make it a little bit more alert. Make sure your shoulders are back a bit so that the chest and heart area is open. Head just slightly tilted forward with the chin tucked in. And so as you straighten your spine, then you can relax your body because the spine is supporting it. And we can then adjust our motivation. Of course, we're doing a refuge nondro, a refuge meditation to solve our problems, to become free of all the causes of our problems, to cultivate long-term happiness and free our mind to become useful and be able to benefit others who are so desperate and so suffering, to be able to benefit others and experience the best joy there is of being able to benefit others, to be able to continue with our refuge accumulations, to be able to offer to Geshe-la, make our guru happy, the best offering there is of offering our practice. So, with all of these motivations in our mind, then we can think that we're surrounded by all the sentient beings who are relying on us, and we lead them in the refuge and bodhicitta. And in English, I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly by my practice of giving and other perfections. May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. The Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a mandala to the Buddha and all of the enlightened beings. And so for really Bringing our mind to the refuge field. Ourselves surrounded by all sentient beings, mother on the left and father on the right. And at the level of your brow in front of you, at a comfortable distance, is a jeweled throne, and on it, five smaller thrones. And Shakyamuni Buddha, in essence, your guru, is seated on the central throne. Radiant and golden, with Vajradhara in his heart, and at his heart, a blue syllable hum. And on the throne in front of Shakyamuni Buddha is your root guru, young, vibrant, right hand in the teaching mudra, persuading you to listen, and left holding a long life vase of nectar. Surrounding are all the gurus, surrounding your root guru, are the gurus that you've taken teachings from in this life, including who taught you to read and write. And all of these direct gurus are looking at you. On the throne to the left of the Buddha is Manjushri Buddha and the Manjushri lineage. On the throne to the right of the Buddha, Maitreya and the Maitreya lineage. And behind is Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. And all of these beings are looking towards Shakyamuni Buddha. And then surrounding these are four circles of tantric deities, the Sambhogakaya aspect of the Buddhas, the highest yoga tantra deities, all the way to the lower tantra deities. Surrounding them are the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. The Dharma is represented as all the texts that have been composed by these beings, piled up in front of them. These texts are the manifestations of the actual realizations. Their pages are gold, the letters are silver, they're dripping the nectar of the Dharma and making the sounds of their meanings. And then surrounding these are the figures of the Sangha refuge, the eight great bodhisattvas, the solitary realizers with a crown pinnacle like the Buddha, and the hearers with robes and begging bowls. Around them, the dakas and dakinis in the dancing posture, as mentioned in the Purukka Tantra. Surrounding them, the Dharma protectors, including Kalarupa, protecting from small scope beings, helping them realize impermanence and death. Vaishravana, protecting middle scope beings, helping them to practice moral conduct. And Siksal Mahakala, who protects highest capable beings by helping them to actualize bodhicitta. And then below are the guardians of the four directions. So they're not on the throne as they are worldly beings. And your guru and the Buddha are looking directly at you, accepting you and caring for you. And everyone else looking at the Buddha, but very animated, like in a sports stadium. They're discussing the Dharma. They're very much alive for the work for sentient beings, and all made of light to remind you of emptiness. and feel that we're really in amongst it all with our very best friends. And all these figures are extremely pleased with you for turning your mind to the Lemrim. And light and nectar streams from them, purifying transgressions and unskillful actions and attitudes. Purifying all of the obstacles and barriers to refuge, all of the distractions. Purifying all of our unbodhisattva-like activities. And really experience the light and the nectar flowing through you like this incredibly blissful nectar of purification. So we can go through the various ways of reciting the refuge accumulations. So we can do each one three times. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. And then also the one that includes the tantric refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chö la kyapsu chiwo, Genjin la kyapsu chiwo, Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chö la kyapsu chiwo, Genjin la kyapsu chiwo, Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chö la kyapsu chiwo, Genjin la. And then to help focus our mind even more on this vast refuge field, then we can recite for a while each of these lines. And as you do, then feel completely washed clean, purified, your mind blissful and alert. All of the obstacles and hindrances to refuge dissolved and washed away. Lama la capsuchiwa, lama la capsuchiwa, lama la capsuchiwa, lama la capsuchiwa. And in particular, any broken samaya with one's gurus. Sangya la kyapsu chiwa, sangya la kyapsu chiwa, sangya la kyapsu chiwa, sangya la. And particularly washing away all the hindrances to all the bodies of a Buddha, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya. Capsule chula, capsule chula, chula, capsule chula, chula, capsule chula, chula, capsule chula. And so, with the refuge for the Dharma, that light and nectar flow from all of the Dharma texts like an incredible river, all sparkling with realizations, and this continuously flows through you, purifying all obstacles to fully realizing all of the teachings of the Dharma. Chela kamsa chiwa, chela kamsa chiwa. So the light coming from all the different manifestations of the Sangha, the Mahayana Arya Sangha, the great Bodhisattvas, the hearers and solitary realizers, the lower and middle scope Sangha, the tantric manifestations of the Sangha, the Dharkas and Dakinis, and the Sangha of all the protectors bound to the Dharma. Indirma, capsule. And feel that all your life force and merits increasing. Feel life streaming from the refuge field, bringing all the blessings and inspiration. Now into your clean, clear body and mind. All of the blessings flow in the form of light that completely fills you up. All of your chi is restored. Your mind, vast, radiant. And feel completely under the protection of the three jewels of refuge. Especially our closest friend, our spiritual friend, the Guru. And the Buddha is extremely pleased with you, and a replica of the Buddha absorbs into that clarity, and you become Buddha. Light radiates from you to all beings. And there is a Shakyamuni Buddha at the tip of each of those light rays. And as the light rays reach the sentient beings, the Buddhas land above the heads of each being. Mune Maha Munaye Swaha So, as you have become the refuge, light and nectar flows from your Buddha heart to all the sentient beings, purifying them, absorbing into them. They are able to achieve all the stages of the path and arise in the aspect of Shakyamuni. Just like stars coming out in the sky, as each of the light rays reach the sentient beings, they are purified and arise as radiant Buddhas. and feel great joy that you have brought sentient beings to the state of Buddha. Then remembering this state of joy as our goal, we do recognize that unfortunately we've only imagined that they're all enlightened. So we resolve, no matter how difficult, we must quickly achieve the Buddhahood to help them all. And Buddha is extremely pleased with your bodhicitta determination. Gradually, the lineage gurus begin to absorb one into the next, and then into your guru. All the surrounding Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, one by one, dissolve and absorb into your guru's heart. And your guru absorbs into the heart of the Buddha, but without dissolving into light, but keeping his form there at the heart of the Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha begins to dissolve into light, and this light absorbs into your crown and comes to rest at the level of your heart. And in that light, that radiance, you meditate on the emptiness of the I. Your body and mind, one with the Buddha's body and mind. The Dharmakaya. From this transcendental wisdom and bliss, through the power of your bodhicitta, you arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. So we can dedicate the merits of this refuge meditation. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. The Bodhicitta verse. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. Offering our practice to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Jitem kantir pentel malupa kale joe sampa yijin nor kadri sumetet zingya sola sova desoe Sure. And for Rinpoche's swift recognition, Your souls are petto terrible, cheshed androphes in chimpawala. Naya visions And the long life prayer for all of our gurus. Jetsun lame kutse